Hi there, I am Mary, and this is Trips in Silence, the podcast. My aim with this podcast is to help you bring more mindfulness into your daily life so that the noise, both from your mind and from the outside world, slowly disappears. I'll take you on a journey of introspection and reflection that will give you no other option than to grow into who you were always meant to be. Welcome to Trips in Silence, and let's get started with today's episode. Today, my soul and I got into a fight. I got angry at her because I've been doing everything she says. I've been letting her call my steps, and I'm unhappy with the results that I'm seeing in my life. So over breakfast, while eating my porridge and coffee, I started crying and yelling at her. I told her how confused I was and how disappointed I was in the road that she had chosen for me. I said, "Geez, I've been so patient. I've been doing my meditation. I've created a daily schedule that aligns to your way of doing things. I've practiced gratitude over everything that I already have. And what do you give me in return? You give me freaking COVID." Yep, like almost everyone else in the world by now, I got the Rona. And in my particular case, I was sick for an entire week and I'm still recovering from it. But COVID wasn't really the cause of my anger with my soul. That simply felt like something I wanted to take out on her as well. So after yelling at my soul, I decided that I didn't even want to meditate. So I opened my computer and decided to do everything that my soul would advise me against. As minutes went by, I could notice myself getting more bitter and insecure every time. And I quickly noticed that holding anger against my soul felt exactly the same as holding anger against my boyfriend or anyone really after you get into a fight and want to prove yourself right. And so in that moment, it hit me. My relationship with my soul wasn't any different to any other relationship in my life, except for the part that I couldn't even break up with her. So at that point, I realized that I had to go back, talk to her, and find a way to fix this, because trying to make my way through the day without her help wasn't really working. So I decided to go to my bed, lay down, close my eyes, go into meditation, and reach out to her. And this is how what felt like a Monday management meeting between an angry employee and an empathetic boss started. I was the angry employee and my soul was the empathetic boss. Over this 30-minute long meditation, I understood that not only is it okay to tell your soul how angry and disappointed you are of her when you feel that way, but it's also necessary. Because as with any other relationship, holding things inside your chest, not speaking your mind out, and not creating a safe space for your feelings to flow will only make you feel overloaded with shit. However, just yelling and not being willing to listen isn't going to cut it either. And that's why going into meditation while both allowing myself to be honest with my soul, but also creating space to listen to her words, was ultimately what made me feel better. Building a relationship with your soul isn't easy, but truthfully, not having a relationship with your soul isn't really an option. It lives within you. It's the essence of you. So you're either actively working on building a loving and nurturing life with her help, or you're doing it without her help and painfully struggling along the way. Today hasn't been an easy day. This entire past week hasn't been easy, really. But what I can tell you for sure is that as soon as I attempted to break up with my soul and to have a productive day without her, everything went south pretty quickly. The things in my life that already felt hard became unbearably harder. And although I'm still having a hard time processing and accepting that the way of the soul can be very challenging at times, once you know it, trying to live life in disconnection to her is simply excruciatingly painful and extremely unproductive. So my love, the moral of the story is, as usual, stay connected to your soul even when things get hard, and especially when things get hard, because your soul always knows better than your ego and is always already making things easier for you than they would be without her help. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, share it with your friends and family so that they can also bring more mindfulness and welcome more peace and clarity into their lives. Make sure to follow the podcast and to activate receiving notifications when new episodes are released. If you want to deepen your spiritual and mindfulness journey and you'd like to do it through Trips in Silence, make sure to visit tripsinsilence.com, where you can get both free access to mindfulness, self-love, and confidence mini trainings inside the Soul Portal, or also join one of my deeper and longer spiritual and soul awakening programs to release self-doubt, stress, and anxiety, and instead embrace abundant inner peace and confidence through Trips in Silence mindfulness methods such as meditation, visualization, journaling, and intentional living. That's tripsinsilence.com. And you can also find me on Instagram at Trips in Silence. Once again, thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.